Meatloaf has a 10-second rule. Welcome to the Futile Podcast. Tonight we got Blaine and Zach talking about Gods vs. Monsters. What was it you saw today?
Monsters vs. Aliens.
CG piece of shit. Did you get the glasses?
No,
it wasn't 3D.
Rip off.
It's only 3D if you're in Fortuna.
So it would have been good if it were in 3D, but turns out it was not.
Well, the ending.
There's an
awesome scene after the credits.
Post-credits coda.
Secret ending. I love to call that secret ending.
Samuel Jackson pops up.
And he says, hey, look,
Reese Witherspoon. He's creating a special team.
And he wants Reese Witherspoon to be on it?
Yep.
Awesome.
He does.
Okay.
And Rainn Wilson.
Seth Rogen.
Will Arnett. Seth Rogen. John Krasinski.
Whole handful of names.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland.
Really? All those people were in Gods vs. Monsters. So it was the was this the first reuniting of Kiefer and Reese since, was it Freeway?
It might have been.
Wow. And
for that time, they were both on a very special episode of Friends.
Was that chemistry there, though?
No, not at all. That's the worst album, though.
Well, whatever. I just mean, the sentiment.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out what music we're going to have for our poker game here. That's uninteresting to our listeners, though. So, what do we got to say
unlike
here?
Unlike the rest of this.
What do we got to say here? This is another CG thing, but it's not coming out of Pixar.
No, it's
DreamWorks.
It's terrible because, the best thing we saw out of this was that there's a Sony animated film. They made that recent Igor one.
Yeah.
So they got this new one coming out called. It's called. Did you say it was partly cloudy or just slightly cloudy?
I think it's just cloudy.
It's called Cloudy with a side of meatballs.
I think it's a chance of meatballs.
Wow. So a chance of meatballs.
It's like weather.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs, and they set up the whole trailer so that you'd understand why it's called that. It seriously did. It's not because the trailer is like as you're watching it, like you're like this is a terrible trailer.
Well, the beginning it's not like that bad.
It's about this kid who wants to be a scientist, and he grows up, and he turns out he finds a way to turn water into food. And so then from then on, it looks like the rest of the world. Every time it rains, food comes out of the sky.
Sounds really dumb.
And then right after some meatballs land on the screen, it tells you the name of the movie is Cloudy with a Slight Chance of Meatballs.
What about the hamburgers?
That's the name of the movie. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get
it.
It looks like that's what the guy was about to say, and then say the.
Yeah,
name
that's
of
what
the
I
movie.
Thought. I was like,
and then, but,
So didn't 12 Rounds come out today?
It did. Yeah,
and you decided to go see God vs. Monsters.
This is going to be the big. This is going to be the one that makes a lot of money. It's going
to
make a lot
so you
of money,
have to. So why couldn't you get the other Jokers to go see that, and you could go see the one that's got Rennie Harlan in it?
Yeah, I know. I would really like to rather see that one. Actually, Chris, I'm supposed to try to convince you to see that on Sunday instead of Duplicity.
Oh,
12 Rounds.
You're supposed to try? You sound like that's a task somebody else gave you.
That's what Trina said.
Bad time to spring it on her when we're in the middle of a podcast.
12 Rounds.
I don't know what that is.
You'll like it.
No, I don't know what that is. No,
you love John Cena, right?
I don't know what that is.
He's the Marine.
What is 12 Rounds?
It's an action movie about a guy who blows some stuff up.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, but...
It's directed by the guy that did Cliffhanger.
And then he finds love.
It's produced by the people who did Speed.
And Speed 2.
And Die Hard 2.
You see that over a Julia Roberts movie?
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
Nobody wants to see Julia Roberts being...
Mark and I almost watched The Breakup today to do our podcast on the movie The Breakup.
That's a good movie.
And then you decided not to. No, he has it too.
Why?
I think Nicole left it there.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at the back.
Rachel left it at our
house.
I
was looking at the back, and the special feature is Favs and Vince Vaughn just doing improv. And I'm like, this sounds pretty good. I think I want to check this thing out with the special features. And he said that Vincent D'Onofrio's in it and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I'll check that out. So we'll probably do that in a later date. Instead, we did Last Man Standing.
Sushi?
Yeah, what's up with the sushi making you guys are supposed to be doing? Batman, you said?
No, Last Man Standing.
Batman
Standing with the Willis.
Did you hear about Facebook canceling people's accounts when they're like they closed some lady's account because her last name really was Batman?
Yeah.
And they thought it was a joke, so they canceled her account. They went through and they canceled.
Her last name was Batman.
Her name was like Julia Batman. Yeah, she's a Jew or something.
It's
like
probably
that.
Batman or something like that.
Yeah, Batman.
Botman, yeah.
I'm Harvey Botman.
But yeah, then they show like equally ridiculous names that worked.
Yeah, yeah, and tons of names that weren't. Like somebody's last name was like Cookie or something like that. Like,
what about
Caitlin
Eraser?
Yeah, and apparently they think that's her real name. And so they let her stale. Yeah.
Wait, that's not her real name?
So anyway, Monsters vs. Aliens didn't really have
any excitement or anything.
It was just, you know, they DreamWorks, what they've done is they've taken a premise and they're like, hey, here's a great
they've
premise.
They've taken a Pixar premise and then...
No, it's not just that. Pixar's premises are...
This is like The Incredibles.
Pixar premises are very low concept. It's that...
The execution is really good.
The execution is good. You say, let's make a movie...
The Incredibles is pretty high concept. It was like Watchmen concept.
It's more high concept, but mostly it's like something like WALL-E, which is like this... You know, let's make a movie about this robot that wants to find companionship. That's the concept for it. This is like... They come up with a premise. They're like, let's make a movie about a panda who wants to learn kung fu. And then we'll make and build, you know, and then they make a movie around that instead of like the characters first.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they're coming up with how to make money to sell kids.
These are really empty, flat characters that don't go anywhere.
The panda one was all right, wasn't it?
It was okay. It was. I like. Kristen fell asleep in it. I enjoyed it enough. I think that was the better of the DreamWorks animations I've seen so far.
So really, no good recommendation on this thing.
This Monster vs. Aliens not that great. What did you think of it?
There's just like nothing.
There's
nothing special about it.
It was like, a lot of pop culture references.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds pretty lame.
It had a couple of funny parts that we both laughed at,
and they just paid a bunch of these actors to do their own voices, so there was no money going to good voice actors.
He actually had to ask who Kiefer Sutherland was in it, even though he was obviously
his Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, no, he was growling.
Wasn't talking on the phone.
He sounded like he was the growling.
He was in an anime once.
He was the army general. General W. R. Monger.
Oh, not good.
Right? You like that?
This is the Sweet 16, I think.
General W.R. Monger?
I don't think I get the joke yet. I'm trying to think of Ramon.
What if his initials were W.A.R. Monger? Would you get it then?
Warmonger. Oh, W.R. Monger. I get you. I get you now.
And then Colbert, you know, being the president, like, I didn't find him funny at all.
Well, he hasn't been for a while.
Well, it's supposed to be funny because Stephen
because
Colbert,
of Tim,
and then you're like, oh,
they just do dumb things.
That's for the adults. That's for the adults.
Like, you know, I found the first Shrek to be okay. I liked the humor and stuff like that. And the little jokes they made about Disneyland were funny.
Yeah.
Because they were ripping on it because, you know, it's Katzenberg and all that stuff. But this was like pop culture references just for the sake of it.
Sounds lame.
And there was a part where the president walks up this long stairway to go and they throw two pop culture references in a row, which is really dumb. Like, he goes up there and there's a keyboard at the top and he plays the thing from Close Encounters and it doesn't respond. So he starts playing the song from Beverly Hills Cop, and he plays it for a really long time, and it's like a music video.
Is this podcast over yet?
No.
It sounds like a Family Guy kind of thing, where they just want to break in a song and waste time.
It was worse, because Family Guy knows when they're doing something stupid, and they cut it, like, really quick. And
sometimes. Sometimes they've been a little...
Well, they tried to do the thing where they take it too far, so it's extra funny.
It was directed by the guy who made the Dungeons & Dragons movie.
I have never seen those, but they sound pretty bad.
Oh, there's two of them, huh?
Yeah.
There was a straight-to-DVD one. I should get that.
The Return of Durant or whatever.
Because there was my funniest non-cut in any movie is in the first Dungeons & Dragons. There's this, you know the guy who, he appeared on Seinfeld every once in a while as one of Kramer's friends. Not a midget, but kind of, but short anyway.
And
like really bug-eyed, like bearded.
Was he the guy that plays Big Figure?
No, that's an actual midget. That's Mickey. So anyway, this guy plays the dwarf in the Dungeons & Dragons movie. And there's this part where these two people are fighting for a long time, like yelling at each other. This the guy and the girl. They're like, oh yeah, well you. And he's like, oh yeah. And you can tell there's sexual tension and stuff. And meanwhile, they're zooming in very slowly, very, very slowly, on the dwarf who's sitting in the tree watching them for a really long time. And he's just watching them. And then finally the fight ends and they go, ooh, I hate you, and they storm away. And the camera continues to pan, like move toward him very slowly. And finally when it gets to him, he rolls his eyes and goes, ugh.
Like, I would watch the movie just for that scene.
I have watched it multiple times just for that scene. Because it's so unnecessary. Like, they could have cut like 30 seconds out of the film by just cutting straight
to him. They wanted you to feel the annoyance that he felt, though.
But you're not annoyed at the fighting. You're annoyed that they're waiting so long to zoom in on him so he can let you know that he's annoyed.
Wow.
Because he's a super minor character.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway.
That sounds
Anyway, like this whole movie was cut like that because there's points where, like, they do little gags for kids. Like, every time they show one of the monsters when they're introducing them, a woman screams.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Oh, God. They did that so many times.
They did it, like, repeatedly. And then on the last one, Kiefer Sutherland's like... His character goes, will you shut her up? And then it stays on him for a long time, and he's like, "Man, women," or something like that. But it's like they could have cut away.
It's trying to be. It sounds like it's trying to be too hip or something.
It was awful.
That's all in the writing. They don't. Really, they don't edit.
No, no, you're right. But they're writing. They're writing these improv moments, like in something in Pineapple Express, where they stay on Gary Cole a little longer.
Because they just keep shooting in that case.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but in this case,
film. In this,
they're faking.
In this, they're actually.
And it's
not that created funny. This expensive visual facade that they made on CGI. And they chose to keep going with it and waste money doing that.
They don't like cut out a bunch of stuff from those movies that like they do in real movies. Right?
They do a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
The studio will look
at something and say, "Cut 10 minutes out of this. And the kid's not going to want to see this."
Yeah. I mean, they took the robot rape out of Wall-E.
Footage that they cut out. Though.
Out of what? The robot rape out of Wall-E.
Took that out. Okay. Well,
bad taste.
Ian. Yeah, I know. Anyway, I did see a new trailer for that Up one, the other Pixar one. I'm not too excited because it's got by the guy that like Monsters, Inc. and it's not by one
I think
of, like,
that movie's going to be really good.
But it might be cool because they showed that there's actual like adventure. They like end up like fighting toucans and then they fight Kirk Douglas and he's in a Zeppelin. Nice. And I'm like, I'm there. I'm there for the Zeppelin.
Totally.
So I'm looking forward to
that. The
stuff
that I saw at WonderCon was really fun.
Did they show you that? How long did they show you?
We got to see like probably like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I said they were showing the first 20 minutes of a lot of things. They
really
said
funny.
That I guess they're going around
like when
doing that.
There's like a talking dog and stuff.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It's
really they showed that in the trailer, but then they changed the languages on it, and then it comes back to English, and he's like, "Please stop doing that."
Yeah, that whole part was pretty funny. And then they have like that bird thing. It's
Not
like a toucan, but
it looks like he's trying to
it looks like
follow
a
his nose.
It's like a mutant bird or something. So
whatever.
It's like really weird.
That's the thing was that I fully trust them, and I'm assuming I'm going to end up liking it.
That's because, like, from the first.
But they got. I mean, I guess Cars is considered the ones where they kind of fell off, and they
I don't like Cars
that
at all.
Yeah.
I think it's junk, and it's still
like junk.
It's still way better than any DreamWorks.
Yeah. Is The Expendables going to be CGI?
Oh man, have you heard about that?
It's going to be a PG-13.
So Van Damme turned it down, and now Kurt Russell turned it down.
But I think that he went too far with Kurt Russell because Kurt Russell is Kurt Russell is his own guy.
He's going to be dead by the time.
That's too many cooks in the kitchen. If Kurt Russell,
they say they did it because they want to get people who like Tango and Cash on board.
Oh yeah, no, but
they're like, I don't want to see this movie with Schwarzenegger, Jason Statham. They're like, Tango and Cash.
No, it would be awesome if it worked, but it's sounding like he's just building too big of a.
Oh yeah! At this point, he's calling every single actor who's ever worked and being like, "Hey, you want
any action
movie?
Guy?" Yeah, and it's a bit much. I think
50 Cent
was
going to be in it.
Yeah.
I mean, Curtis, 50 Cent, Jackson.
Yeah,
that's a bit much.
No. Van Damme, I'd be fine with, but Kurt Russell.
As soon as Seagal signs up, I'm there.
You need to let it breathe. Oh, you're not there now with Jason Statham and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, Stone Cold.
Have you seen Condemned yet?
No, I still need to watch that.
Oh my gosh,
that's such a great movie.
Yeah. At this point, we should just do one where
Netflix.
You and Seth and I watch it.
Give me a pen.
So you can make a note about Netflix
make a
and
note
the Condemned.
About Netflix and the Condemned.
Oh, you'll love it.
Even the one that's like the last, what's it called?
It's
Running Man? It's like the
Yeah, it's like that, except they're on an island. It's like the most dangerous Running Man game.
Ever.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. There's no turbo, though, and there's no buzzsaw.
You're just telling me today that he thinks the second Predator movie is better than the first one.
Second is fine.
Some people say that, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
The second Predator movie is still a good movie, though.
It's not, though. It's all shot, like, I don't know, I didn't like the way it looked.
You didn't? With Busey and with Paxton and all the action? And
I didn't, I understand.
What about King Willie?
Schwarzenegger is a born fighter, a killer in that first one. He's a predator hunter by birth, by trade.
And then Danny Glover is just too old for that shit.
He is. But not only that, but he's just like, he's a schlubby urban cop.
And then he ends up being
and
his badass.
At the end, like, all the predators come and they bow down before him and give him some prizes for winning the predator.
It really
game.
Didn't make any sense.
But then they did that in Aliens versus Predator, and it was with the chick at the end.
Well, she was like an extreme sports.
Yeah.
She
had like an alien.
Your friend obviously underestimated Aliens versus Predator Requiem when he said something about it on the.
Oh, he said he thought it was bad.
The AVPBR.
Yeah. AVPBR.
AVPBR, my favorite. Yeah, and I don't know.
Anything else you want to say about?
It was terrible, but it was enjoyably terrible.
Yes.
As opposed to Predator 2, that was like terribly enjoyable. No, it doesn't work that way.
Okay. good one. You guys want to check us out? You know all the stuff. Aliens. Send an email to let us know that you're listening, please.
Yeah, what's your email?
Futilepodcast@gmail.com.
Is that one of this? Okay.
That's the email address for the podcast. Nice. I'm not going to give my personal email.
No.
I don't want crazy, insane fans emailing
they
me.
They couldn't know it just by putting a dot between your name and saying at Gmail.
They probably couldn't, no. Not that my name's out there.
Not like if they knew that your email address, they could somehow hack into your system or something.
There's system hacking would happen, I'm pretty confident. Yeah.
You could just be wise enough not to open any emails.